Hey guys, what's up and welcome to episode 2 of the Tennis Tags podcast, the quickfire podcast where we ask unique and interesting brands, coaches and players 4 questions about tennis. Behind the mic today is your host Peter Collier, that's me, and our special guest for today is Matt Jones, who's going to be answering some tennis questions. Matt, please say hi, introduce yourself and give us a quick rundown of who you are and what you do before I go fire into questions.
How's it going guys? I'm Matt Jones. I run the Jones Crew Tennis Academy in Del Mar. I've been coaching for 16 years here in Del Mar. I'm an ex Division I college scholarship tennis player, and I basically run an academy where I mentor and have a routine-based program with my kids, and just love what I do. Love sending kids to college tennis, high school tennis, and just speaking life to these guys.
Wow, that sounds like you've got a lot going on there, Matt. Let's fire away some questions. So, first of all, when did you start playing tennis? What inspired you to start and what motivated you to take it up competitively?
So, basically, I started playing tennis around 10. I was a multi-sport athlete, baseball, basketball, soccer, and just didn't like the waiting times in the other sports. I wanted to be hands-on. I wanted to be involved in every single play. And as a kid, I would visit my grandfather in Westport, Connecticut on the East Coast. And one day he put a tennis racket in my hand and said, hey, start hitting with my buddies. And that was it. The rest was history. Fell in love with it. Came back home to California and quit all my other sports and just trained. And I had a vision to play college and take it all the way through.
Wow. So it definitely sounded like you knew what you wanted as soon as you picked up a racket. I mean, I can totally relate to, you know, the waiting times in other sports. I found that as well. Just when with tennis, it's 1 point over, the next point's coming up, and it's just, you know, point after point without the waiting time. I completely agree about that.
Absolutely.
All right. So also, I read up on you and so obviously saw you play Division I college tennis, on which is obviously a very high level that a lot of players want to build up to. What would you say the biggest lessons you learned about the college tennis experience was, both, you know, on and off the court? And what advice would you give to players aspiring to build up and go down that route later on down the line?
I would say discipline and realizing that the sport is much bigger than yourself. In the junior ranks, it can be a very selfish sport. It's all about you. You go to tournaments by yourself. It can be a lonely place. You're traveling to nationals, taking plane flights by yourself. Then you get thrown into this college atmosphere and you have to get over yourself. You may lose at line one singles, but the match comes down to your teammates and they're fighting, representing your college team. And you have to put away your selfishness and go behind their court and cheer for them as if it's you. So yeah. I think just changing that mentality from the junior mentality, selfish, to team-driven mentality.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's all about, you know, obviously when we mature, I think we see things from a bigger perspective, and that doing it for the team rather than doing it yourself is definitely what will make the difference between, you know, that beginning level player and that elite, you know, high level college player. I completely agree with that. Okay. Also, tell us about how you got into tennis coaching and, you know, your sort of coaching philosophy. What would you say the key principles you believe in and teach your players, you know, as I said, on and off the court, but from also from a sort of technical perspective, tactically and sort of mental coaching as well, you know, everything in total? How do you sort of, do you have some sort of key processes you do in your coaching to help develop your players?
Yeah. So I'm really routine based. All my players know that I have a funny saying. I call it success is in the routine. A lot of players come to me, they want to get very good, but they're not really willing to put in the work day in and day out. So they come to me, they give me their goals, and I, in return, give them a routine specifically to get to that goal. And typically, we have a pretty good success rate if they follow this routine and they check in with me.
That sounds great. Yeah, I think that it sounds like you're a sort of very systematic person then with your coaching, you know, very obviously you provide the players with the tools and the tips, but ultimately it's down to them to put the work in and build up to where they want to be, isn't it? Because I guess as a coach, obviously you can be very influential to the person, but at the end of the day, if the player doesn't want it enough to put the work in, there's only so far they can get.
This is true. This is very true.
Brilliant. Yeah, so also enlighten us a bit more about, you know, Jones Crew Academy. I was looking at it, and how did it all start, and how were you able to sort of, grow a following on it?
So I've been at a tennis club in Del Mar, California, the Surf and Turf Tennis Club, for the last 15, 16 years. And I kind of realized I had something, I had this mentorship, availability. And once this routine-based mentorship started, I decided to title it, to put a name on it. And once I started sending, college scholarship after college scholarship, I wanted to call it something that, encompasses a team. And that's where I kind of came up with the name, Jones Crew.
Crew,
You know, I wanted these guys to feel like they're a part of a team and a part of a routine-based mentorship to move on to college and to live out their dreams.
brilliant. And I think that from what sounds like it's great to introduce that sort of team atmosphere, because when you see and work together as a team, both in individual or squad lessons, etc., it's sort of very motivating, isn't it? Because everyone's sort of encouraging each other to get better. You're working alongside each other to get better, and I found that as well growing up. It's just sort of very motivating when you're part of a sort of a tight-knit tennis club with a well run, and everyone's very supportive. It makes a world of difference in your development as a player.
It really does. I agree.
Yeah, definitely. On that subject as well, would you have any tips for both aspiring or current coaches on how they can use sort of social media to inspire and educate people within tennis or just in sports in general, sort of like you're doing at the moment?
Absolutely. I feel like, when you allow the world to kind of get a glimpse into your day to day and, see the kids that you're mentoring and, showing them the process and the steps. I think it speaks volumes. It lets them know the dedication, the drive of not only the student, but the coach. And it just aligns the goals and the visions together. And if I can inspire any coaches out there, I would say, say what you mean and mean what you say, and let the students know that you're also putting in the work behind the scenes, because they want to see somebody who's not only, inspiring them, but they're living out exactly what they're telling you to do as well.
Yeah, that's great advice. I think it's just a case of sort of leading by example, isn't it? As you said, do what you say and say what you do. It's all about you, as a coach, making it clear to people that you know what you're doing. You're giving meaningful advice and you're acting on things that you tell your students as well. I completely agree with that. Last question then. I obviously looked at the article that was in your Instagram bio, and it shows you've sort of developed some high-level college tennis players. Would you like to share there's a sort of journey that takes you on as a coach, through to those from those beginning sort of hours, days when you start working with a player all the way up to when they leave for college tennis? How do you feel as a coach, after working with them for that long, seeing the progress? I bet it's very satisfying for you to see that.
It really is. That's really what motivates me to keep doing what I'm doing. When you're with these kids for so many years, and let's say you get a young kid and you realize he's got talent, you give that vision to the parents and to the kid. And if they buy into your vision, it just motivates you to keep doing what you're doing. And I just love it. I've sent 18 scholarship tennis players now all across the country. He's currently playing at University of Texas. And when these guys check in with you and they share their journey with you, and it actually gets you emotional. It makes you realize you're not just a tennis coach, but you're able to speak into their life. And a lot of times these kids will tell you things they won't even tell their own parents, because they just have this bond and this trust with you. And many of these young men that I've coached have kind of turned into younger brothers to me. So it's very fulfilling. It's amazing when they come back in the summers and I'm training them through their, second, third, fourth year of college, and we're getting to
Of
share
course.
those college experiences together. It's extremely rewarding.
Yeah, I bet it sounds like a very, fulfilling career being a big coach, and definitely in what you're doing. It sounds like obviously you build up a sort of mentorship and almost a friendship with your students. It's not just necessarily you're just coaching them. It's much more than that. It's much more than it looks like on the surface, isn't it?
Oh yeah, no, I've been to all
Definitely.
their birthday parties. They've been to my wedding, and we share a lot of life milestones together. So they definitely turn into family after a while.
Yeah, well, that's very, very powerful there. Brilliant then. Excellent. So thank you for coming on the podcast today, Matt. That's our four questions done. And before we wrap it up, it's time for what me and Louis call the shameless plug. Matt, feel free to take a minute to promote anything you're working on, what you want people to take a look at, or just something you believe in.
Yeah, I would say, you know, check out the Jones Crew Academy. Let me know what you guys think. I love putting my work out there. And stay the course. You know, I encourage all of you guys to keep believing in yourselves. Drown out the doubters. Don't let anybody tell you that you cannot do it, because typically that comes from their own failures and their own downfalls, and they sometimes don't want to see you succeed. Drown that out, keep blinders on, and stay the course and believe in yourself.
Wow, yeah, that's very true. I completely agree with that. Again, Matt, thank you so much for joining us on the Tennis Tags podcast today. It's been a pleasure having you on. And thank you guys for tuning in. This has been episode 2. And if you'd like to be in the line to see our future episodes, make sure you hit the subscribe or follow button and let us know what you thought by leaving a rating. Until next time, signing off.